USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. On the final weekend before Election Day, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis held a Don't Tread on Florida campaign in Flagler County Saturday morning, touting what he says was a triumphant recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic, saying their refusal to institute at the time common vaccine requirements and lockdowns kept Florida the freest state in the country coming out of the pandemic.
Are you happy to live in the free state of Florida?
Yeah!
Are you going to work hard on November 8th so we can keep it that way?
Here's good news. There are new numbers on veterans' homelessness in this country.
Veterans in the U.S. experiencing homelessness are seeing the biggest decline in 5 years. New data released this week shows the number dropped by 11% since 2020. There were more than 33,000 homeless veterans in January of this year, compared to more than 37,000 in 2020, according to the point-in-time count conducted by multiple government agencies. The new numbers show significant drops each year in homelessness from 2010 to 2016 as well. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The United Nations COP27 climate talks open Sunday in Egypt. World leaders are facing some serious global issues, including Russia's war in Ukraine, rising energy prices, and inflation, among many other things. Going into the two-week talks, Potsdam Institute for Climate Impact Research Chief Johan Rockström says his expectations are low.
We don't see any, we see very limited progress. We have a geopolitically very challenging situation in the world with the Ukraine war, with the economy moving into recession, inflation levels rising, trust levels being at a very low level. And as we know, climate action requires trust and collaboration among all countries in the world.
This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
More than 3 dozen people were injured in a fire that broke out in a high-rise residential building in Manhattan Saturday morning. Officials said 2 of those injured were in critical condition. Photos and videos posted online showed firefighters carrying out a dramatic rescue from a high floor using ropes. Fire Commissioner Laura Cavanaugh provided details on those injured in the fire.
Total patient count as of right now is 38, 2 critical, 5 serious, and the rest minor.
One person is confirmed dead after a string of tornadoes tore through Oklahoma and Texas. At least 50 homes were damaged or destroyed in Lamar County, Texas. Powderly resident Shelby Villalpando says a tornado hit her block just as the family was sitting down for dinner.
I didn't expect it to be as bad. I knew I could hear glass breaking. I heard things shattering and being thrown around. But whenever I got out of the bathroom, my stomach and heart sank because I've got kids, and it could have been so much worse.
The CMA Awards just announced a star-studded lineup of presenters to accompany already announced A-list performers. Country superstars Wynonna Judd, Reba, Tyler Hubbard, and Lady A, just to name a few, will give out awards and introduce performances. Catch Peyton Manning and Luke Bryan host the CMAs November the 9th on ABC.
We can't wait to kick off the 56th annual CMA Awards.
Yeah, man, it's going to be awesome. I couldn't have asked for a better teammate to host with.
I appreciate that. I mean, we're going to have a ball.
Okay.
Get it?
Yeah, that's enough.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.